Hello, welcome to the Hope Show. Hope Show 1110. Tonight is a special for a Blaze fanzine, a Blaze issue 11 that just came out recently after a long gap. And all the bands on tonight's show feature in a Blaze, the latest fanzine.
Drop sinker, can a scrum bow cushion. Voulez-vous coucher? Habla esta play. Voudrez-vous pour toi? Look a fisher.
she might have been Katy Perry. She could have been, for all I knew, to be honest. Which is a beauty about a fanzine. It's great to have that kind of that information that you can get from fanzines. And the latest Ablaze has lots and lots of introductions for people and bands that you may or may not have come across. And Kate Nash being one of them. Another interview on the fanzine was Viv Albertine. And Viv was in the Slits back in the 70s. And kind of paved the way for... The Slits helped pave the way for women to be in bands. Strong, independent women playing in bands, playing music. Just like men would play. Just playing their guitars. And it's not about a certain image or a certain fashion sense or, you know, a gimmick. They just got out and played their music. And the Slits brought out an album called Typical Girls back in 1978-79. This is from, the album was called The Slits. The song I'm playing is Typical Girls. This is The Hope Show on Radioactive International. I'm just trying to get the play.
Typical girl, try to be typical girl. Sadness, then it was definitely love.
course, the excellent Joanna Gruesome there with Sugar Crush. Oh man, this microphone. Anyway, this is an Ablaze special. Up next is the Three Johns, Never and Always.
Definition. A definition of war. War is when your government decides who you fear and insists on it with lords. How about if we all disagree? Having a true democracy. The powers that be keep us hungry. Work it out for yourself, you'll see. How about a war on poverty? Choose your enemy. Division by class and the boot of oligarchy and the muscle and the force. What they're battling for is equality, not a flux, the opposite of peace. Understand their conflict of a policy. Capital.
not austerity, which is interesting, going by what was said today on the march that I was on in Dublin City. That was the faction with Choose Your Enemy, and before that was the Three Johns with Never and Always, before that was Joanna Gruson with Sugar Crush. Up next is Sky Larkin with Carve It Out.
We
That's Leader Kenny there with Bury Our Friends. Before that was Skylarkin. Up next is Stereo Lab. I played Letitia Salier earlier on and she was in Stereo Lab, so this is Ping Pong.
Someone that cares isn't only out for theirs. I'm just wait and anticipate, and someone who will treat me great knows that I ain't second rate and wants a love that feels like fate. Doesn't use their love for bait to get what they want and keep you hating. Thank you for the education. No money for conversations. Kept anticipating while I was keeping faith. You kept calculating, so frustrating. Like a clock that ticks and ticks but never moves and never grooves. Ain't got the time for waiting. Well, I ain't got the time for waiting. Well, I ain't got the time.
You killed me.
Go to a gentle little place.
Rastaman. We're jolly good friends with the Rastaman.
Himalayo. It's interesting, isn't it? I've never played a band from India before on the show, which is nice first. Before Willie Cuce Project were the dismemberment plan with Waiting, and then before that was Stereo Lab. Up next is Cowtown with Merchandise.
We'll be right back. The Misfits are cult rock and roll, worshipped by a few but ignored on the whole.
Meet the Feebles
is a film cult classic. It's basically unknown, but some say it's fantastic. Most women that I meet seem totally unfazed, till sometimes there's somebody who seems totally amazed. I might not be in magazines as a heartthrob face, but in a few devoted hearts I've found a strong fan base.
I'm a cult boyfriend,
not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know.
When you're a cult boyfriend,
life is always intense. They love me or they hate me, no one's on the fence.
Cerebus
is a cult comic book series. It's got fans, but it's never found in movies or in theories.
WFMU
is a cult radio station, always tuned to by a few devoted fans around the nation. For every time I couldn't get a second date or even first, why does one think I'm the best when all the rest think I'm the worst? All of those times no one at all wanted to know if I'm really all that awesome, wouldn't more people think so? I guess
cult boyfriend
is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. Who are some cult literary names I can honor? Maybe J.G. Ballard or Flannery O'Connor. Haggis and Fugu, that's like food for cult eaters. Jim Jones, Charles Manson, Father Yod, they're cult leaders. Anyway, the point being, do I have to be magical? Can't we date a few months, then move on, normal and casual? Suicidally alone and then totally smothered. It's so much pressure when you go from one extreme to the other. I guess
cult boyfriend
is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in.
I'm a cult boyfriend,
not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know.
When you're a cult boyfriend,
life is always intense. They're in love or they're indifferent, no one's on the fence. This song probably ain't gonna go very far beyond an open mic. It's guaranteed though, two or three people are really gonna like it.